I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The nation's economic recovery sputtered a bit in the second quarter of the year. New figures released by the Commerce Department today show the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 3%, that is down from 4.5% in the first 3 months. And here with us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, let's start with the GDP number. Is it a big drop in economic activity around the country?
Well, we have to remember that this is still growth, a 3% growth in the second quarter. But as you mentioned, it is indeed a drop from the first quarter. Most economists expected it to come in around 3.6%. So it's not a big surprise that there was a slight slowdown. And most of it is because energy costs were so high in the spring. Remember those gas prices we were all paying. Because of that, a lot of consumers pulled back a bit on their spending on other things. And as we always say, consumer spending accounts for 2/3 of all economic activity in this country. So 3% growth, not bad, not unexpected, but economists aren't exactly cheering.
Right. Now there is some news about revised figures showing that this country was never in recession. Didn't the experts tell us we were in one for most of, what was it, 2001? Did they just change mind, tweak the numbers here? What happened?
Well, this certainly shows the complexity, shall we say, of economic statistics. The analysts at the Commerce Department who do the GDP numbers every quarter, they put out some revised figures today for GDP going back the last 3 years, including 2001, when we were officially in a recession. Now, the widely used definition of recession is two or more quarters of negative GDP. We had that in the first three quarters of 2001, or so we thought. The new figures show actually GDP went down in the first quarter of that year, then up just slightly in the second quarter, then down again in the third. So there goes the consecutive part. Now, there's another group that decides when recessions start and end. We don't know yet if they're going to now declare there actually was no recession. But 3 years later, they are still working out the numbers.
One more number before the weekend here. The White House releasing its latest estimate on the federal budget deficit. It, too, is lower than first predicted. That's good news for the Bush administration.
Well, this is the White House Office of Management and Budget revising a number that it came up with earlier this year. In February, it was predicting a deficit of $521 billion. Today, it says it'll be more like $445 billion. So as one analyst put it, it's not that the deficit is getting better. In fact, it's still worse than last year's, which was $375 billion. But certainly there's no doubt that we'll be hearing a lot of different spin on today's figures from each of the presidential campaigns in the coming months. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, it's Friday. Time for a look at the week on Wall Street.
Thank you. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.